The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military.
And the intelligence community.
Who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
So, a bunch of Democrats have put out a video. A bunch of Democrats who have backgrounds either in intelligence or the armed services. And they have put out a video starting with the introductions you heard there, telling people who they are, because a lot of people may not know and may not recognize them and their background, moving into a discussion of...
No, you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
So beware the administration. President Trump and the administration are putting you in a bind, telling you to do things that are unconstitutional or illegal, and they wanted to remind you, if you're in the military...
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
So if you get told to do something that is illegal or unconstitutional or both, or a violation of military protocol, then, you know, they're reminding you that you do not have an obligation to obey that law. In fact, you have an obligation to disobey that law because you can be charged for breaking the law or violating somebody's civil rights. For example, final piece, and we'll talk about the implications.
Whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
All right. So, you know, I always like to start with points of agreement, if you can. If you can find things that are correct in what somebody has said, then you should start with that, because just generally speaking, as humans, see if somebody else you might otherwise disagree with has got it right. The major component of this presentation is accurate. If you're in the military, you have an obligation to disobey an illegal order. In fact, the defense that, well, I was just obeying orders goes back to, at least as far as World War II, it's colloquially thought of as the Nuremberg defense, which is that the people who were doing horrible atrocities under the Nazis said, well, we were just obeying orders. And then a lot of them got convicted. Not all of them, okay, but a lot of them got convicted because they were doing something to do evil. And you cannot do evil just because somebody tells you to do it. And, you know, so we have, you know, Uniform Military Justice Article 92, which tells you have to obey an order. But you do not have to obey illegal orders. And illegal orders come in various forms. Primarily, you cannot be told to violate the Constitution. You cannot be told to violate the law. And you cannot be told to violate, you know, military regulations. So, for example, if somebody tells you, shoot that civilian, no, can't do that. Somebody tells you, torture that prisoner, can't do it. Somebody says, I want you to go into that house and, you know, steal the stuff that we need. You cannot loot and pillage. You get told, hey, you know, make that person shut up. We don't like what they're saying. That's a violation of the First Amendment rights. Notions either even of international law, right? Geneva Convention. There are a whole host of things that you cannot do if you're in the military. So, correct. And anybody who believes in law and the Constitution and our country and all of the things that we're supposed to stand for, that honestly should be the first response to this video. Yeah. Duh. Right. Correct. We don't want cops breaking the law. We don't want military members breaking the law. We want people to know that the ultimate limit of unjust government or an unjust, you know, Department of War is the individual soldier who says, I am not shooting a civilian on purpose, intentionally, right? Okay, so that's the first part. And the second part, what do they particularly mean? What are the specific things they have in mind? Well, they don't say. And that was stupid. Because when you say, hey guys, remember, it's up to you to follow the law and disobey illegal orders, I mean, that's just true. But under what circumstances? Like, why would you put that note out? Because how it's being taken is as if they're, you know, soliciting for treason, as if they're encouraging people to disobey orders because they didn't specify which ones. And so there's got to be a reason for the video, right? And so we're left wondering what's the reason for the video. So I think that if the Democrats had really wanted to make their point, they should have named a particular thing that people should not obey. And then when they say, we have your back, they could give a detail of, well, what will we do if you disobey that particular illegal order? Well, how will we protect you? Because they would then be saying, this is the thing you must not do, and if you do not do it and then you get in trouble, disciplined, we will protect you in this way. That would have been meaningful. Instead, this generalized address to tell people vaguely that they shouldn't obey illegal orders, it doesn't help anybody. We'll come back in just a second to this. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
It's brought to you by Anderson Subaru. There is a traffic light out Pine Forest and Mobile Highway. That means that's a four-way stop until further notice. Also, a vehicle crash, US 90 at East Spencer Field in Milton. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So back to this post by a bunch of Democrat veterans and or CIA former operatives, where they're basically telling American soldiers, you know, naval personnel, Marines, disobey illegal orders, which, again, is absolutely correct. That's right. You are supposed to disobey illegal orders, especially unconstitutional ones, ones that violate people's civil rights, for example. But they don't specify what they mean, and that leaves it open to interpretation, which is a problem. It's not that what they said was false in that part. It's just that what they said was not helpful. So there's really two things going on in our country right now that you might think this applies to. The first would be the strikes on the drug boats, right? That is variously viewed as either unclear or clearly illegal, or some say clearly legal, okay? But there's dispute about this. And if they meant don't push the button to fire the missile to destroy the drug boat when you don't have clear and convincing evidence that they are drug smugglers, or even so, I mean, that would have been helpful if they would have said that, and here's how we will protect you if you do. But they didn't say, so we're left to wonder. The other one, of course, is the National Guard deployments to our cities and towns. And that also has been disputed legally, and there are various judgments, you know, staying, not staying, allowing, not allowing. It's a kind of a confusing mess right now. That's another one where it's kind of like, well, you know, is this legal or is this not? It's easy to be uncertain. Well, similarly, in that one, they didn't specify it. And so the individual soldier who's being deployed to some city doesn't know. Well, do they have my back if I refuse to march? If I refuse to stand here and guard a federal facility on federal property? So it's not helpful. And that's why the reaction from conservatives has, well, I mean, the reaction from my side has been predictable. These people are fostering treason. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, says it's Trump derangement syndrome. Or he's got just this, you know, full TDS. Well, that part of it as well, the implication that the president is engaged in illegal behavior and therefore, you know, he's a tyrant, he's violating people's rights. That's also not particularly helpful when you're addressing the military because, you know, as the commander of chief, you're supposed to obey him and anything that he orders and then people order to you. And so telling people, hey, you know, you've got to believe that the commander in chief is, you know, himself committing treason or violating the Constitution, you know, politics has got to have some kind of limit. And since you didn't specify which ways or what particular things, and you didn't specify what you do to protect people, you're really just issuing this vague, generalized, anti-Trump kind of warning, which is not helpful for anybody. So, would I prefer my side to have been more nuanced in their reaction to this the way I'm trying to be? Of course, always. Is it an important thing for all Americans to recognize the military doesn't obey illegal orders? Oh, yeah, of course. Duh. Is this the right way to do it? Oh, no, definitely not. This is a really, really misguided action. So there you go. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday evening, join in downtown Pensacola for another gallery night. It's always a night of great friends, food, music, and fun. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit NewsRadio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Well, I just got back from swimming in the pool and the water was cold.
You mean shrinkage?
Yes!
So file this in the category of, you know, people don't know what they don't know. And so they wind up saying things that are a little bit or sometimes very silly. And this is one of those cases. I was watching the NBC Early Today show this morning. That's one of my like morning routine shows that I watch. And they kind of botched the production of this because they had a commercial that ran over the first portion of the story. But the story was about the SS United States. You know, which, of course, left New York, where they're a New York-centric kind of show, but left there and is now getting ready to be deployed as, you know, the world's largest reef out in the, you know, Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, I still say that. Anyway, and in the middle of the story, they kind of came in with this end part of it, and you'll see why I'm saying this.
about 22 nautical miles southwest of Destin, and also 32 southwest of Pensacola, and they hope to do it early next year. We'll be right back.
Let me get this straight. It's going to be 22 nautical miles southwest of Destin and 32 nautical miles southwest of Pensacola. Huh. Inside the wormhole that exists in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, I mean, obviously southeast. It's somebody just translated it wrong. It's southeast of Pensacola. It's mostly towards Destin. Visit is participating in this as far as the promotion. This is going to be a this is going to wind up being a really good deal for Pensacola because, you know, Escambia County did not have to pay not very much for this, but we are going to get a great location. And it's anyway, it's going to be a fantastic project when it's finally done. I just thought it was funny that, you know, no, what you just said can't happen. But, of course, they don't know the geography. But, hey, I will take the win of Pensacola got mentioned. I will always take the win that Pensacola got mentioned. Well, there are times when I wish they wouldn't mention it. But, you know, often, if it's a positive story and they just mention Pensacola, even if they get their southeast and their southwest wrong, I'm fine. That's good. I'll take it. Traffic on the Fives with PJ.
Looks like we have a vehicle crash, US 90 at East Spencerfield Road in Milton. Use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the Fives.
And it looks like that light at Mobile Highway and Pine Forest that had been out, PJ, is working again. We got a report on that. So outstanding. We'll take it. Hey, if you've got a kid that is doesn't love math or finds math hard, you know, and typically in order to enjoy a thing, you've got to be fairly good at it, or maybe was really good at math and then now has sort of started to struggle, or, you know, real common thing, a seventh grader started algebra and he's always been very advanced in math and getting A's and now it's been really hard. Okay, go to Mathnasium. Listen, these things do not fix themselves, typically. I mean, if the teachers were, you know, able to remedy it and get the kid up to speed, then, you know, that probably would have happened already. So go get some help. The folks at Mathnasium are fantastic. They're dear friends, very, very good friends of ours, and I love what they do. My son actually taught at Mathnasium for a year, so we're big believers in this program. And the assessment is completely free. You can find out what elements of their math training and skill set, their toolbox, so to speak, might be either missing or might be not quite fully developed, or what part of math wasn't speaking their language, and they will get them to understand it. They're extraordinarily good at this, and the assessment is completely free. Okay, they are in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport next to the Marshalls. They are step-up providers, so step-up funds are available for folks. But look, 93% of parents report an improved attitude towards math after Mathnasium. 90% of students see an improved grade after Mathnasium. And like I said, it's just a fantastic way to help a student who might be struggling and even to help students who are pretty good become very good because they do that as well. So Mathnasium, find out more. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The Department of Homeland Security is deploying about 250 federal agents to Louisiana as part of a broader effort. The agency sent similar numbers of agents to Chicago and Charlotte earlier this year. The government is not releasing October's jobs report due to the recent federal shutdown, but September's employment numbers are being released later this morning. The Bureau of Labor Statistics had finished that report before the shutdown took effect. And President Trump says he is meeting with New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani this Friday at the Oval Office. Mamdani requested the meeting. President Trump, it's a notable moment because President Trump spent much of the campaign attacking the Mamdani, calling him a communist, threatening to cut federal funding to New York if he won.
Yeah, but I mean, if he'd meet with Putin or Xi, you know, and they're communists, then can't turn down a New York communist.
It's true. You
know, kind of
tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
And to his credit, I think one of Trump's strengths is that he has been historically willing to meet with anybody, no matter. I mean, you know, he just hosted Mohammed bin Salman at the, you know, at the White House. So
absolutely, absolutely.
Anybody goes, you know, who knows? 628 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about your home, thinking about selling it, thinking about buying, thinking about moving, thinking about picking up a rental property, or maybe you rent right now and you're like, man, we just got to get into a house. A real common reason is because, you know, you have been married, but now you got kids coming or you've got more kids than the, you know, apartment or the rental can handle and you want to get a house. That's a big decision. It's a big life change. There's a lot of things to take into account. You want the best you can possibly get. And, you know, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sell a lot of homes, help people buy a lot of homes. I remember when we bought our first home and it was scary. I mean, it's a big life choice, you know, a lot of money and a lot of details and a lot of papers you have to sign. And, you know, we had a realtor. You know, I wish I could go back in time and have a Christina Leavenworth working for me and helping me understand what's going on, because, man, it just would have been a completely different process. So wherever you're at, if it's a residential real estate, she's your gal. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. You know, I have the ability to do some things and yet such a limited ability that when other people do them extraordinarily well, I think, man, that is, I mean, honestly kind of amazing. PJ, are you a bike rider at all? You ride
a really,
bicycle?
No.
Okay. When you were a kid, did you ride a bike?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. BMX bike with pegs?
You do
tricks?
I try to do wheelies.
Wheelies. Yeah. Okay. Bunny hops, you know, inverts, 360s, aerials, anything? Okay. I can do some of that even still to this day, but there's a guy in France, a college student, who just broke the Guinness World Record for the amount of round of distance riding on a wheelie. You want to guess how far he rode on a wheelie?
A mile.
93 miles.
Oh.
93 miles. 752 continuous laps on an indoor track. 92 miles on a wheelie.
President Trump signed legislation calling on the Justice Department to release the files related to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation with some loopholes.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, meantime, and her Justice Department have 30 days now to comply, although some documents may be redacted and others may be withheld, citing ongoing investigations.
And that's Fox's Douglas Ader. A funeral service for former President Dick Cheney will take place today in Washington, D.C. at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
Former President George W. Bush is expected to attend Cheney's funeral and will speak, as will Cheney's daughter, former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Former President Biden is expected to attend the service as well. Before he was VP, Cheney served as Defense Secretary, and before that, he was Chief of Staff to President Ford. He also served as a Wyoming Congressman.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Cheney died earlier this month at 84 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 62 degrees. It's a foggy morning here across the area today. We'll get to our forecast. That's on the way with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. One of the biggest questions Congressman Jimmy Patronis has about relocating the Special Operations Wing to Arizona is, how much is that going to cost? Now, that move would require building new hangars, new infrastructure to accommodate the 600 troops and an entire command.
Transparency of information is just really the biggest thing I want to see get to the bottom of. Let's get those questions answered. And I think a lot of times the questions being answered will then create a process of elimination if this is the right decision.
Patronis is asking the Air Force whether it's truly the best use of taxpayer dollars. He sent a formal letter to the Secretary of the Air Force and Secretary of War asking for detailed answers. Patronis says he wants to understand the full financial picture before any further action is taken. Officials have 30 days to respond. Patronis said until he gets the answers he's asking for, the decision should not move forward. The Watson Firm giving back to the Pensacola community for Thanksgiving. They're doing a community Thanksgiving grocery giveaway tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Local businesses and entrepreneurs are also joining in to help. This tradition started in 2017. Back then, they had just 200 families. Now it's grown dramatically. This year, they're preparing complete turkey dinners for the first 1,000 families that show up. They say it's their way of making sure their neighbors in need have something to be thankful for the holiday. Well, here's a change you might notice at ECUA. Starting on January 1st, they won't be able to give you pennies back as change. The utility's banking partners say they can no longer guarantee penny orders because the government is not producing them anymore. Director of Finance Justin Smith says it affects less than 2% of their customers, but that could still be thousands of people a month who pay with cash. If you are owed pennies and change, ECUA says they'll credit that amount to your next bill. 17 more Escambia County schools are now being recognized for their support of military families. The schools have earned the Purple Star School of Distinction status from the Florida Department of Education for this school year. That brings the total number of Purple Star schools in Escambia County to to 34. The designation recognizes schools that help military-connected students with transitions and provide dedicated resources and support. To earn the status, schools have to maintain a military liaison, host transition programs, offer professional development for staff, and also provide 5% enrollment seats for military families. That's been a long investigation, but Chris Bryan says there's now a settlement in place.
Christopher Crawford, the attorney representing former Santa Rosa School District Administrator Kelly Short, confirmed the case is close to being resolved. Short was arrested March 10th following a seven-month investigation conducted by FDLE. She's charged with grand theft of less than $5,000. That, by the way, a third-degree felony. Crawford requested the case be continued until February 3rd so the prosecution and defense can negotiate the proceedings. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Ashley Moody proposing a new measure to protect federal immigration officers. Fox News Digital reported yesterday that Moody is introducing the HALO Act, which would require everyone to stay at least 25 feet away from federal immigration officers as they are doing their job. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, traffic on the fives. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning. Traffic's brought to you by Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. FWC wants to remind you that operating a boat while impaired is just as deadly as driving a car and carries the same penalties. Visit myfwc.com. There is a vehicle crash, US 90 at East Spencerfield Road in Milton. Still dealing with that. Use caution through that area. Also, a hit-and-run crash with injuries, Old Baghdad Highway at Rice Road in Milton. They're saying the roadway is open. Also getting reports this morning that the fog is affecting visibility. Use those headlights. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. And definitely a foggy morning out there. We've got very thick fog, 62 degrees. Let's get our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
Dense fog advisory through the morning hours. We should be seeing fog clear up as we go into the late morning. High this afternoon near 76 degrees near partly cloudy skies. Going overnight tonight, fog could redevelop. Dense fog possible as we go into your Friday morning. Temperatures tonight near 62 degrees. Friday afternoon, 78 degrees for your high. 20% chance of a stray shower on Friday afternoon. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 62 in Pensacola, 61 in Gulf Breeze. Also 61 in Milton. Your next news, 30 minutes, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Journey through a classic story of small wonders and big dreams.
Not a second can we spare, cause it all comes down to Christmas.
As one of America's favorite Yuletide movies comes to life, Ralphie, his family, and best pals, live on stage. We triple dog dare you to miss the smash hit A Christmas Story, the musical.
Coming to the Sanger Theater in Pensacola December 2nd and 3rd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7, wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed, then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpia Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola right now, all over the Gulf Coast.
It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So yesterday I had kind of an interesting experience. We had had a couple of different sources, people, events, whatever, bring to our awareness a ministry that I was not aware of before. I consider that my own ignorance. But Brightbridge Ministry in the Methodist Church downtown on Strong Street. And we always like to support local ministries who are doing work to help the poor and the homeless and the hungry. That's why we support Manna and Waterfront and Loaves and Fishes and My Father's Arrows. And so I went down to look. I was curious. I didn't know anything about it. And I was like, before I give people my money, I'd like to find out what's going on. So I went down and looked.
All right, so we're here with Stanley Donaway. He is the food director for Brightbridge Ministries program here at the United Methodist Church. So Stanley, tell me, you know, I didn't know anything about this. I came by because we were thinking about donating. But you tell me what you guys do.
We provide food and housing and other resources for the poor and the addicted in the community, working with the homeless. Besides the feeding ministry, which we open daily, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12. Anyone hungry can come in and get a free hot meal.
7 days a week?
5 days a week.
5 days a week, okay.
Monday through Friday, yeah. Once they come in and we get to know them, build their trust, then we find out what are their struggles. Why are they in the situation they're in? If it's addiction, we have recovery programs here. If it is unstable housing or they're or homeless, we have a men's transitional living program here.
Okay.
We're currently housing 48 men on this site, 12 over off of Davis in a house we have. We are in the process of remodeling our south wing with the goal of adding 40 more beds.
Wow.
Giving us a total of between 90 and 100.
And you're at capacity now with what you have?
With what we have right now, yes.
And you house women also?
We do not.
Oh, okay.
Not at this time. Women we usually refer to Teen Challenge or to the Dream Center or to
Waterfront
Ministry.
Okay.
Yeah, Waterfront Ministry Village.
Okay.
We would like to maybe next year, once we get the south wing open, everything's running smooth, we own the property across the street.
Okay.
We'd like to look at building a facility there for women. But
so how so you're doing feeding, but also the opportunity for case management? And
we have two case managers.
Okay.
On site, fixing to add a third one. Today we have the lady at the back table there, that is Nurse Kelly Niss.
Oh, okay.
Okay, she offers a medical advice as well as working with the people with their Medicaid and their Medicare insurance.
Okay. So looking for funding sources, also giving them guidance, answering their questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How many people, if you know, roughly do you feed either daily or weekly?
I think somewhere between 150 and 175 daily.
Oh, okay.
I think right now we're at close to 30,000 for 2025.
Wow. And this is operated under United Methodist Church sort of auspices, or it's separate from?
Brightbridge Ministries is a standalone 501c3.
Okay.
We lease the space from the United Methodist Church with their support.
Got it.
But also we are supported by many organizations and many different denominations.
Okay.
These guys here are from Worship on the Water, and they are... This lady, Central Christian, Orange Beach.
Okay.
So I was looking at Freddie's got his Worship on the Water shirt. You got your Orange Beach Christian shirt.
And I see you guys were recent recipients of an impact grant for the kitchen remodel.
That was in 2020.
Oh, so it's been 5 years. Okay,
yes,
wow.
Yes.
All right.
And one of the good things that allowed us to do, I mean, we were at the time, is the COVID. Mm-hmm. We're feeding approximately 450 a day.
Wow.
Because all the kids were out of school.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they got free lunches, their mamas that were at home pulling their hair out, trying to figure out what to do. So we've seen a huge increase. At the time we were working, our kitchen was built in 1948.
Oh, okay.
So we were hustling.
Yeah.
So we applied for the Impact 100 grant, and and they generously awarded it to us, and for the sole purpose of replacing the kitchen with a commercial kitchen.
Okay, right, which makes more sense versus a church might have in it, right?
Right. So that allowed us to be more professional, more productive, more sanitary. You know, the benefits were great. Yeah. The other benefit that I really enjoyed about it is now we are able to offer a class every quarter. It's called Fresh Start Culinary Skills.
Okay.
And anyone that wants to learn a culinary culinary skills or looking to get into the restaurant business can sign up. They take this. It's 8 classes. I'm hoping to expand next year to maybe 12. But in that realm of class, they're learning basic kitchen skills, knife skills, proteins, how to cut up a chicken. They learn the equipment. They learn how to make sauces, seasonings, stock. They also learn their food safety, food handling, and then we give them their Safe Serve certification, mm-hmm. which all restaurants require. And when they graduate, we give them restaurant required shoes.
Okay. Yeah.
Non-skid shoes.
Yeah.
So that they can leave here, graduate from here, and go right to work in the food service industry.
What a great program! Oh, that's fantastic.
We just graduated 6 in October. 4 of them are already employed.
Okay.
And we're real proud of it.
Yeah. So just pausing for a moment here. I'll come back to this interview in a second. But a wonderful ministry. I didn't know anything about them until yesterday, other than that they'd gotten an impact grant. They're at Richards Memorial United Methodist Church downtown, right behind in the back part of it, basically. I went there and there was just a line, you know, 4 or 5 people waiting in line to get in. So I joined the line, you know, and walked in. And eventually I got inside and started talking to them and looking around. It's a wonderful operation. They have shelters, progressive transitional shelter, you know, for level 1, 2, and 3 as people are getting jobs, getting on their feet, getting some training, getting their finances in order, and eventually moving out to be on their own, which they're expanding. As you said, they got 48 beds now. They're building another 40 on to that wing. So wonderful little ministry. We'll come back to this, like I said, in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the 5s. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash, US 90 at East Spencer Field Road in Milton. Use caution through that area. Also, a hit-and-run crash with injuries, Old Baghdad Highway at Rice Road in Milton. The roadway is clear. We also get reports, having reports that the fog is affecting visibility this morning. Use those headlights. There is a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, PJ. So back to the interview that I was doing yesterday as I was touring, looking around the Bright Bridge Ministries. And, for my wife and I, our criteria for giving, we give our tithe to local charities. That's what we do. And so, you know, we give a lot of money to Manna and, like I said, to Waterfront and My Father's Arrows and Loaves and Fishes. And we'd heard about this one and we're like, well, let's go check it out because it seems like they're doing good work. And they are. But for us, what we want to do is we want to help the poor. And we also want places that are going to be evangelistic if possible. Not everybody is. That's one of the things I love about Waterfront is they're, you know, specifically oriented towards Christianity. And they are here not quite as overtly in the same way, but you know, they have a wall of baptisms, like, you know, that's so this is definitely in that direction, which is kind of why I asked him this question.
Now, obviously, you're in a church facility. There's a lot of Christians volunteering here and, you know, the semi-affiliation with the Methodist Church. Do you do any evangelism particularly? You know, some ministries do, some ministries don't. Do you do anything like that specifically?
We don't require that you attend anything. But we have back here in the back corner. We have a little
prayer area or worship area.
It's a bookcase where people can get help themselves to books.
Okay.
We offer free Bibles. We usually have a pastor on duty that will pray with people if they ask. I usually have a prayer table set up. Sundays we have worship service here on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
At 4 o'clock.
Okay.
4 o'clock in the evening in our main sanctuary. So we open the doors, community come. It gives them a place to come and worship.
Yeah.
As they are.
Yeah.
You don't have to dress up.
So Stanley, tell me how you became a part of this ministry.
In the early 2000s, I've found myself very involved with drugs.
Okay.
I had built a very successful construction company, but I got involved with the wrong people and developed a very bad addiction.
Okay.
I lost a business, lost home, cars, trucks, everything that I'd worked for, I lost. Then I lost the respect of my peers and eventually my family. I was very desperate. I went to my mom, who would not even let me on her property at the time.
Hmm.
And I said, I'm hungry. She said, go down to the church. She told me to come here. She said, they'll feed you. So I came down here and got in line to get something to eat. For whatever reason, Pastor Joe, the gentleman's picture I showed you, that started the ministry, he walked out the door, looked at me, and says, something tells me to call you into my office. So we did. We went in his office. He told me about Jesus. I told him where I was at. And anyway, I gave my life to God that day.
Wow.
And kind of made a deal with God. He would save me from that life. I would serve him the rest of my life.
Huh.
So I started volunteering here. I got back into the restaurant business, which I had been in earlier in my life. The company I was working for sent me to management, learning food management skills for them. But then in 2015, I was offered a position here.
Wow.
So I jumped on it.
What
so now I have a, not only do I have the opportunity to do what I love, which is feed people, you know, good food, but also to share my experience, strength, and hope with them.
Wow.
You know, and tell them, no matter where you're at, I done been there.
Yeah.
And there's a way out.
Wow. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
It's just my fault.
I know. I see it. Well, Stanley, thank you so much.
Yes, my pleasure.
The kitchen is my pulpit. I love that. Again, Stanley Donaway, he was the food director at Bright Bridge Ministries. I put a video up on the Facebook page on mine personally, and I'll share it to our news radio page as well. Like I said, there's lots of good charities here locally. I hope that you support them with your money. We've decided to start supporting Bright Bridge. Like I said, we already support Manna and Loaves and Fishes and My Father's Arrows and Waterfront locally and have been doing for years and years. But it was a completely unknown ministry to me, and I love finding good people who are doing good work, and they clearly are. Man, that story, too. Holy smokes. Which is common. You know, it's common for people who have gone through a program to then, you know, become the people who run the program eventually, which is kind of a testament to how effective some of these programs can be. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are needing electrical, plumbing, you need a heating, air conditioning, you need a generator, or you've been thinking about getting a generator and you're not sure if you're ready to do it yet, Peden, give them a call. They'll come out, they'll look at it, they'll tell you, give you kind of the information. They've been around since 1969. They started with air conditioning in Panama City and grew both in diversity of product lines, you know, helping with plumbing and electrical and everything eventually, and also territory, going all the way east to Tallahassee and all the way west, or if you ask NBC News, even farther east to Pensacola. I can't resist. But yeah, going west to Pensacola and then to Baldwin County and to Mobile and everywhere in between. So for, you know, a long time, they have been doing this very well with good products, good people. They stand by their work, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And right now, if you want a smarter, safer home with Peden's $89 smart home consultation, their licensed professionals will design a custom plan that connects your comfort, your security, and your energy savings into a simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Join Terrence A. Gross, a local board-certified personal injury lawyer who has practiced in this community for almost 40 years. He'll be on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9, as he'll discuss all aspects of personal injury law. His law firm only handles people who have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join him today at 9 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love you, Molly. I've always loved you.
Ditto.
Good morning, 6:55, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Foggy. We are under a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Somebody sent me a video from Three Mile Bridge, and it doesn't matter whether they're over the hump or not. You will not see the cops this morning on Three Mile Bridge. PJ is sitting in again for John Pickens this morning. Has traffic on the fives.
Still working that hit-and-run crash with injuries. Old Baghdad Road at Rice Road in Milton. They're saying the roadway is clear there. Also, the front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up to about Central Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. In the newsroom with our headlines, David Wayne.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The U.S. is authorizing the export of advanced artificial intelligence chips to companies in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The announcement made yesterday after President Trump met with the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Washington, D.C. The chips will be used for new data centers in the Arab countries. Funeral services are being held today for former Vice President Dick Cheney. The vice president for George W. Bush passed away earlier this month at 84 years old. His funeral is scheduled to begin at about 10 o'clock this morning at the Washington National Cathedral. That's 10 o'clock our time. Former President Bush is expected to deliver remarks. Sotheby's preparing for what could be a record-setting art auction today. Andrew, I know how much you love fine art, and your home smells of fine mahogany, so you'd
rich
probably,
Corinthian right, leather, absolutely,
you
right?
You would yeah. love some of these. There's a
what's the perfume that he has? The Death Panther or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo, titled El Sueño, is apparently regarded as one of her greatest works. The 1940 painting has the potential to become the most expensive female-made work of art ever sold. Estimates are calling for it to go for as much as $60 million.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and anybody who's into art is going to hate me for saying it, but it's the unibrow painting. Frida is famously has very closely connected eyebrows. And if you look up the painting and you're like, is that the one? Well, that's the one, yeah. I think, was it Salma Hayek did a movie about her? Not that long. Maybe it was Penelope Cruz. I forget now for sure. But anyway, okay, how much did they say for the self-portrait?
They are estimating as much as $60 million. And I guess previously the most expensive female-made work of art was a Georgia O'Keeffe piece that went for $44 million back in 2014.
Obviously, if it's Georgia O'Keeffe, it was of elephants, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Noted elephant portrait.
Noted elephant
portrait artist
Georgia O'Keeffe. I'm not going to explain that joke. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You remember the thing we were talking about the other day that was tucked into the shutdown ending bill? There were a couple of things tucked in there. One was the one that would allow senators who had their phone records searched and not been told about it that they could be eligible for. It's like multiple different violations each get you $500,000, and so they were thinking it could be as much as $1 to $2 million per senator, eight senators named. And that was retroactive like back to 3 years ago, I think it was. Well, the House, remember we talked to Jimmy Patronis about this on Monday, and he said, oh yeah, we're getting rid of that. Well, I mean, the Senate's got to comply, but the House has passed this unanimously. Of course. I mean, this is a ridiculous, you can't have a retroactive pay scheme for members of the Senate. If they believe that their rights were violated or that the law was violated, they go to court or they get the Department of Justice. You don't write a law that grants you the ability to retroactively sue for things. That's insane. So, yeah, they're going to, you know, John Thune says that he'll talk with the House about it. And, you know, a unanimous vote in the House, though, saying 426-0, you got to get rid of that. Well, I hope they do. It's genuinely outrageous.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.